Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Ka'Chava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition Chocolate Mint. With Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code SHAKE for 15% off.
If both strands break, the cell will kill itself, which is, in this case, the actually preferred outcome. Because if only one strand breaks, if you have a single strand break, the cell will try to recreate the broken strand from its mirror image in the second strand. And it is in this process that mutations can form. And genetic mutations are a known mechanism for multiple forms of disease, including essentially every form of cancer.
Welcome to the Bond Life Podcast, where fitness, mindset, and real talk collide. This isn't just about workouts. It's about transforming your body, mind, and life. Get ready for unfiltered conversations, expert advice, and the motivation you need to level up in every way. Hey everyone, welcome to the Bomb Life Podcast. I am Melissa Vogel, your host. And if you are brand new to the show, welcome. You have landed on a very, very interesting episode, one that will definitely wake you up and make you look at your cell phone a little bit differently. And if you're a returning listener, welcome back. I'm also welcoming back our guest today because he has been on the show before, so I cannot wait to dive into this episode. Can we believe that we're even back in school right now? Like, this is just crazy. I talked a little bit about this on the episode before this one, so make sure you're tuning into all of them. It's just a crazy time of year, and I want everyone to just stay grounded, stay focused, know what you're working towards, and be aware of all of the extra electronics in your life right now. Kids have laptops in their hands. They have their cell phones on their body and in their hands at all times. Computers are out. Like, you'll understand once you hear this episode why I'm giving this warning, and you're going to be like, holy crap. It's a lot of information to take in, but it's fun. It's good. It's not like confusing. It's a lot of information to take in, though, and it's something that's going to change your life, and it's going to make you look at electronics completely different. So I'm excited to dive into this one. I'm going to keep my introduction a little bit short because we have so much information to tune into. As always, please rate and review this podcast. 5 stars is always appreciated, and leave us a review. These things are like leaving me a huge tip in the tip jar. So if you've been listening and you're like, you know what, I haven't actually rated this yet or followed or left a review, please do so because it does wonderful things. I always want to invite you guys to write into the show. So it's melissavogel@gmail.com. Tell me what you think. Tell me what guests you want to have on. I'm always open and listening to suggestions. So please feel free to write us in. And if you're not following me yet on Instagram, make sure you're doing that. It's Melissa Vogel. You can find me over on TikTok too. And I have a free Facebook group page as well. If you're not in there yet, get in there because it's completely free. It's my VIP group. It's Melissa Vogel VIP group. So go to the show notes, look for the link for that, and then click and join. And then I will go on and approve your request. So many things happening right now. And I wanted to push this episode out in September because so many kids are going back to school. And then, as you're going to learn, we're being exposed to so much. So let's start diving into this. This week's episode is with R Blank. Now, R was a guest on the show. God, I don't even know how long ago. I think we started talking about it. It was a couple years ago. It's episode 91. So if you want to hear our first one together, go back. Episode 91. It's called What the Cell? Are Our Cell Phones Dangerous? I love the name. What the Cell? Are our phones dangerous? So today we're kind of piggybacking off of that, and R Blank is back. Now, he's a technologist, he's an entrepreneur, and he's an internationally recognized expert on EMF health and safety. He's the CEO of the company Shield Your Body, SYB, and the world's largest store for science-backed EMF protection products. And he's helping hundreds of thousands of customers around the world reduce their exposure to radiation from phones, Wi-Fi, and modern technology. R is also the host of the Healthier Tech Podcast, so make sure you go and find that podcast and listen. He co-authored the best-selling book Overpowered with his father, who is also a renowned EMF scientist, Dr. Martin Blank, and more recently released Empowered. So we're going to be talking about this book today. It's called Empowered. It's a practical guide to living safely with technology. Now, with degrees from Columbia University, UCLA, R brings both scientific insight and accessible solutions to the global conversation about making technology safer. You guys, if you don't have a concern about cell phones being iPads and laptops being on our bodies all the time, I mean, think about where the laptop goes, right? It sits right on your lap by your private parts. I feel like I'm talking to fifth graders. On your private parts. We have a rise in rectal cancer, testicular cancer, ovarian, cervical, you name it, okay? And if you don't think having these technologies on your body isn't impacting your overall health and wellness, you are crazy. R is incredible. And the way he breaks this down and explains it all to us is incredible, because you might be going, what the heck is EMF? She said EMF several times now. And that's literally my first question to him is like, okay, break it down. What is EMFs? Tell us, give it to me. And he breaks it down and tells you. And when you stop and think, we have this technology that we hold in our hand. I mean, most men go to work, they take that cell phone, they put it in their pocket, and it stays there all day. They pull it out to use it, it's still on your body. Our kids have it on their body all the time. Girls take the cell phone and put it in their bra. You guys, your kids are going to bed at night with their cell phones on their nightstand next to their head. I've even seen and know some kids that go to sleep with it underneath their pillow, or they just fall asleep with it right there next to your head. We need to wake up. We need to wake up big time, because all of this is directly impacting our brain health, our function, our cells, literally everything. So when I got approached by R and his team to have him on the first time, I was like, hell yes, there needs to be more conversation around this. And then he wrote this book, Empowered, which is phenomenal. I highly, highly recommend you guys go out and get it. We'll put links to that in the show notes. This book explains how can we live with this technology, because it's not going anywhere, right? Like, what are we going to do? Get rid of our cell phones? No. Stop using technology? No, that's not going to happen. So R takes us through, how can we coexist? How can we live our life with these products? There are simple ways to make changes that will drastically impact your health and your family. So this was a no-brainer to have him back on. I want everyone to get the book. Everyone read it. Everyone educate your family. And right now, take a look around. Where's your cell phone? Now, if you're driving, it might be in a cup holder, because in California, it is illegal to touch your phone in any way, shape, or form in your car if it's driving. Most people get in and it's sitting right there in their pocket right now as you're driving. Some people get in and it's sitting right there on the console right next to them. My kids like to get in the car and get right on their phones. I'm like, no, off your body. Put it in your backpack. I said I was going to make this short, and here I am just yapping away. But there's so much to share about this. Once you really open your eyes and you start thinking about this and you really take it all in, it makes sense. And it's scary, but we don't have to be scared. We can be smart. But I wanted to tell you this before I end this, and we're going to put a link to this in the show notes, because I have a discount code for you. It's Bomb Life. And they make these like, it looks like a little pocket. It looks like a little sleeve. It looks like a neoprene sleeve, okay? One side of it blocks you from the EMFs. So if you know someone who carries their cell phone in the pocket all the time, they could put their phone in this sleeve and it's creating a barrier between their body and their cell phone. Does it make a difference? Oh, hell yes. Now, I'm getting these for all of my kids and I put them in their backpack in those side pockets. It's something, right? So now the sleeve, they can put it inside the sleeve. I'm like, I don't even care if you put it inside the sleeve. You can just put it in the pocket and have the sleeve in between you and your cell phone. Seriously, right? It's something. And we can't encase the whole phone and shut it down, because then we won't receive messages. It'll shut it down. You won't receive phone calls, text messages, all of that. So they have products. I want you guys to check out the store that help decrease these EMFs. They also have this laptop pad that goes in between your lap and the computer. My daughter's off at college. That laptop is out every day. We didn't grow up with this, you guys. We didn't grow up with laptops on our laps like this. Really start thinking about this. And I'm so grateful for people like R and coming on the show, because there is hope. There is a way. And we don't have to shut things down, but like, we can definitely be smarter. And I'm so grateful for these products that they have. So definitely check them out. Again, we have a discount code. Link is in the notes. Never skip the show notes. All right, everyone, enjoy the show. Hey, everyone, welcome to the Bomb Life Podcast. Today we have R. Blank back on the show. Welcome, R. I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you so much for having me back. It's really nice to see you again. It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. I wish I would have looked up what year you were on, but I want to say it had to have been like 2022. I was going to say 21, 22.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. So you guys, if you want to hear our first conversation, go back. It's episode 91 and it's called Shield Your Body, episode 91. And that was a very eye-opening episode for me. Like, I don't even remember how we got connected. Do you remember how we originally got connected?
I think through my booking agent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, too. That's right. And I have always kind of been, like, a weirdo about all things food and ingredients and, you know, health and all that. And then when we got introduced to you, and I'm like, I was already hearing about this. I was already researching this. I'm like, he has to come on the show. And now you have a new book out, A Consumer's Guide to Legitimate EMF Protection to Shield Your Body.
Yes. It took a lot of work. I'd hoped to release this book last year.
Oh my gosh.
But it took 2 years to put this together.
I can only imagine.
I still have a job, so it wasn't my fault. But still, yeah, it took quite a bit of work. And it turned out to be a pretty significant, much more significant job than I hoped or anticipated.
That means it's going to be good.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be good.
So, yeah.
And this comes out, you guys, September 15th. So just around the corner, because we're going to push this episode out sooner rather than later so we can time it with that.
Excellent.
And Amazon.
And just it'll be on Amazon.
Okay.
And I'll also just say that for the first 7 days it's out, so September 15th through the 22nd, it's going to be super low price. The Kindle version will be 99 cents. And I don't know the paperback or hardcover pricing yet, but it'll be the lowest that we can charge.
Awesome.
And then on September 22nd, the price goes up.
Okay, fair enough.
So that's a good time to buy it.
Fair enough. Okay, so for those of our listeners that are new to the show and they haven't gone back and listened to other ones, this will probably be their first time being exposed and learning about what EMFs really are. Mm-hmm. So let's start very simple and explain to us, what the heck is EMFs? What is this?
So EMF stands for electromagnetic fields, also sometimes called electromagnetic radiation. They're the same thing. And it is a form of energy that's composed of both electrical and magnetic forces. And there's different types of EMF. And the one that everyone knows is sunlight, because sunlight is a form of electromagnetic radiation. All visible light is. And for billions of years, it was essentially, not exclusively, but essentially the only form of EMF that all life on Earth was exposed to. But in the past, since the 1850s, basically, we've been introducing more and more and more of these human types of EMF, which I'll explain in a second.
Okay.
So I said visible light is a form of EMF. Then there's forms of EMF that have more energy than visible light. And we call these ionizing EMF because they have so much energy, they can knock electrons loose from the cells in your body. And that is really, really damaging. And these forms include X-rays and gamma rays. So that's why you get covered in a lead coat when you go to the dentist, when they're taking an X-ray, because you want to minimize the exposure to these forces. Then there's forms of EMF with less energy than visible light. They can't ionize the cells in your body, and so we call them non-ionizing. And because they have less energy and they're non-ionizing, it was long believed that these forms of EMF were safe. That is, they didn't impact the human body or any living things. And these are the forms of EMF that are emitted by all types of modern technology. So that includes anything that runs on power and anything that communicates wirelessly. And so the wireless communication uses forms of EMF called radio frequency and microwave, and power lines and electrical appliances emit a form called ELF, or extremely low frequency. And so that's when people, you know, in the health space or the biohacking space or any, that when they're talking about EMF, they're talking about these non-ionizing forms of the radiation that for a long time were believed to be safe, but are not.
And where do these come off of? Like, what would give us a non-ionizing form of it that we're like, oh, it's totally fine. And we're like, it's not.
Yeah. So it is a byproduct of anything that runs on power. So,
really? Anything powered?
Anything powered. And so power lines themselves, obviously transformers even more than power lines. But then your refrigerator and your blender, your car charger, the electrical wiring in your walls. These are all sources of the ELF type of EMF that I was talking about. And that is at 60 hertz. We don't need to get into the specific numbers, but it's a really low frequency version of EMF.
Okay.
And anything that communicates wirelessly does it by sending these signals, right? So your cell phone is sending signals to a cell tower and the cell tower is sending signals back. Mm-hmm. Those signals are forms of EMF. In the radio frequency and microwave ranges. And so anything that communicates wirelessly does so by exposing you to these electromagnetic fields.
So Bluetooth.
Bluetooth, yep. Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, cell phones, NFC, all of these, radar, FM radio, television, I mean, old school television, the kind that you picked up off the air. Anything that communicates wirelessly does so by utilizing these forms of EMF.
Okay.
As you might imagine. Yeah.
I'm like, we're surrounded in it. We live in a sea of this.
Yeah. And your kids are growing up exposed to much, much more than you grew up exposed to. And their children will be exposed to even more because the rate of growth of technology not only continues, but continues to accelerate.
I just can't believe that there's not more like awareness around this. I guess like that more people aren't going like, is this a problem? Are we okay? Is this safe? Like, I just saw a pregnant woman the other day with a laptop, I'm sure people are listening right now. There's probably a pregnant woman listening right now with a laptop in front of her listening to us. And I was like,
you were asking about specific science. So there's a specific study out of Kaiser Permanente showing that pregnant women who have higher levels of EMF exposure while pregnant have 2.72x greater risk of miscarriage. So and then there's other studies actually also out of that same lab showing that even for successful births, it can lead to increased rates of, for instance, asthma by the age of 12, right? So we're talking about increased rates of both miscarriage and birth defects.
Are people making these connections? Are doctors?
Yes, increasingly, but to your point, it is not what we would call general market awareness.
No.
And there's many reasons for that. And I actually dedicate a chapter of Empowered to that specific question. And there's two chapters in the book Overpowered, which is the one that I wrote with my father, Dr. Martin Blank, back in 2014. But in essence, it is because of the corporate forces at play.
Oh, yeah.
So one of the examples I give in the book to help illustrate this is if you look at the stock market right now, you look at the 10 most valuable companies in the world. Eight of those 10, including firms like Apple and Microsoft and Meta and Google, eight of those 10 profit directly by exposing you to EMF.
Something.
Right? So we're talking, and these eight companies, just these eight, not the entire wireless industry, just these eight are worth right now $1.4 trillion.
Good Lord.
And so there's a lot of interest in muddying the message, shall we say. So it used to be just the wireless industry. Before that, it was the power industry that were aligned against mass market awareness of this issue, but now it's increasingly everything, right? Because, for instance, you wouldn't think of Amazon as a wireless company because it's not. It's not a wireless company. It's not a power company. Mm-hmm. But Amazon, every dollar Amazon makes, it makes by exposing you to EMF. There's no way to buy from Amazon without exposing yourself to EMF. Everything, it is impacted almost every business model. And so the entire modern economy is built on these exposures. And so there's tremendous corporate influence in muddying this message. And I also want to be clear that, you know, people like me, we fully acknowledge that the entire modern economy is built off of this technology. We also fully acknowledge that this technology has brought tremendous value to society, to the economy. I would not want to go back and live in 1850, which is when you could go to live an EMF-free life. So the position that I take and many of my colleagues takes is that this stuff should be made safer because it could be made safer.
Yeah.
And until then, people should be aware so they can use the technology more safely.
Every time I dive into this and I go down a rabbit hole, and every time, like talking to you now, it's when I think about it, it's very overwhelming. And I'm sure yeah. other people listening are going, oh my God, do I even want to keep listening? Like, this is overwhelming. Is there even hope?
Which yes.
I'm so glad you have the book now to prove this, you know, because it's like, it literally says, like, it's a definitive consumer guide to real EMF protection based on science, not fear. Like, I yes. love that. I love that it's right there on it. But this is overwhelming. And I just think so much like now, I mean, every kid by the age of what? I don't know. When do we start getting kids cell phones now? 10, probably even before that. But let's
yeah,
say on average
on the family. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's say average 10 years old. That kid has that on him literally all day. Like, it drives me nuts.
For the rest of their lives.
For the rest of their life. And it drives me crazy. Like, if we're just going into the store and I have all my kids and they all get out of the car and they all have their cell phones in their hand. And I'm like, what do you need that for? No one's calling you. You're not doing work. Like, what purpose does that have on your body right now? I'm like, leave it in the car.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. And that, I mean, and so those are the types of decisions that really lead to significant differences in your exposures. Because cell phones, like we were just saying, how many different things in your life are sources of EMF. But among those, cell phones are tremendous sources of EMF exposure. In part, that's due to the fact that cell phones need to be able to communicate over multiple miles if that's where the closest cell tower is.
Right.
And so it needs enough power to do that. But then, in addition to that, your cell phone doesn't just have the cell connection. It has the cell data connection. It has the Wi-Fi connection. It has the Bluetooth connection. It has the NFC connection for Apple Pay and Google Pay. And so you add all of these together to get the cumulative exposures. And then obviously it's a technology that you use in close proximity to your body.
Right.
And so for all of these reasons, just how you relate to using your cell phone, before you get into anything more involved, certainly before you spend a dollar on anything that claims to be EMF protection, just how you use and relate to your cell phone will lead really strongly and directly impact what your cumulative EMF exposure will be.
Okay. I want to come back to that and how we use it, because I want to know like all about that. And people think I'm crazy because like if I see my kids sitting in the car and like their phone is sitting on their lap or something, I'm like, get it off your body. And yeah. they're like, oh my God, I'm like, put it in the door, put it in your backpack, like just get it off your body. So let's come back to that.
Okay.
But I have to know, like, how bad is it? What research do we have now that shows, okay, let's just stick with cell phone. Having that cell phone on your body, in your butt pocket, men carry it right here next to their junk all day long. Like, how bad is that?
It's pretty bad. I know you're looking for something a little more scientific, so let's go there. But you mentioned, you know, specifically the cell phone.
Yeah.
And you have to realize, right, that cell phones really haven't been nearly as commonplace as they are today for more than 15 years.
That's
right?
So true.
If you go back to pre-iPhone days, even then, when we thought cell phones were very widespread, they were nothing as widespread as they are today. And for those who have them, right, the incentive wasn't there to just use it all day long the way it is in the post-iPhone era. So, and that's by way of saying, right, so because, for example, tumors can take 10, 20, 30 years to form. And so if you're saying specifically, what does all of this exposure to cell phone radiation do? Mm-hmm. We'll know a lot more about that in the coming decades. But even already, there is plenty of evidence linking to brain tumors, right? And that's the one that gets most of the headlines. And this goes back to the 1990s, these links. And now, for example, in Italy, it's legal precedent that cell phones cause brain tumors. It's been upheld by multiple courts. The science is so strong.
Oh,
and the courts recognized in their judgment that while the defense presented science saying this stuff, these phones don't cause brain tumors, the court said yes, but those were all industry-funded studies.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are going to discount those and give more credence to the ones that weren't funded by the wireless industry. But that's just brain tumors, which understandably get a lot of the airspace because it is terrifying. It is one of the most terrifying forms of cancer that you can think of.
Yeah.
But there is science linking it to multiple types of cancers. One emerging one right now, I don't know if you're aware, you may be, that rates of colorectal cancers are spiking in younger people. And there are scientists that this needs more study, but there are scientists out there saying they believe that people carrying their phones in their pockets is one of the key reasons why we're seeing this. But this is a new trend.
No.
And so the detailed science backing that up doesn't exist yet. But where there are plenty of ways in which we do know from detailed science, right? Because cancers, like I said, take 10, 20, 30 years to form, whereas men's sperm is generated every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can see impacts in male fertility basically instantly. And that is what multiple studies show. So men who carry their phones in their pockets are much more likely to be either infertile or subfertile. And conversely, and this might be interesting to your listeners, because the sperm is regenerated every day,
mm-hmm.
if you stop carrying your phone in your pocket, you will see a resulting change in your sperm count the next day, literally the next day.
Oh,
by the way,
God.
The same thing is true for men who use laptops in their laps. There's plenty of science now on cell phone use and sleep disruption. It's difficult, from my opinion, it is difficult to tease apart which force from your cell phone is causing the sleep disruption, because there are mechanisms from the EMF exposure. There are mechanisms from the blue light exposure, blue light also being a form of EMF, but not one of the kinds we're talking about
here. Okay.
And then there's also neurological mechanisms based on the dopamine trigger relationships that
mm-hmm.
people form with their phones and the apps that they use on their phones. So there's multiple potential causes why increased cell phone use leads to poorer sleep, but there are multiple studies showing that it does. So there's just a lot of science here backing this up. And I will say some of the core mechanism studies into this relationship started emerging in the 1990s. And when I say mechanism, right, because it's one thing to say cell phones can cause cancer, but it's
right.
another then to explain, well, how does that happen? And so that's the mechanism. And in the 1990s, the topic du jour was not cell phones, it was cordless phones, but they use a very similar technology. And doctors Henry Lai and Narendra Singh looked into the impacts of cordless phone exposure on DNA. And what they found is by exposing cells to 15 minutes of radiation from a cordless phone, it led to significant increases in DNA strand breaks. And what these strand breaks are, DNA is formed of two strands.
Yes.
Right? The double helix.
Yep.
Each one is a strand. So with strand breaks, you can either have a single strand break where one strand breaks, or a double strand break where both strand breaks. Both strands break. Pardon me. And they saw increased single and double strand breaks in this work. If both strands break, the cell will kill itself, which is in this case the actually preferred outcome. because if only one strand breaks, if you have a single strand break, the cell will try to recreate the broken strand from its mirror image in the second strand. And it is in this process that mutations can form. And genetic mutations are a known mechanism for multiple forms of disease, including essentially every form of cancer. Notable in the this work that I'm talking about, Drs. Lai and Singh found that the increased rates of strand breaks lasted for hours after the exposure. So it wasn't just during the 15 minutes that the cell was exposed to cordless phone radiation.
Yeah.
It was for hours after that exposure, these increased strand break rates were identified.
And this was just with cordless phones that we used.
For 15 minutes.
For 15 minutes back in the day.
And this is peer-reviewed. It's been replicated multiple times by different laboratories around the world. This is established science. And that is a core mechanism of not just cancer, multiple types of disease.
That's all cancer is cells multiplying, dividing, spreading, going
mutations.
Wrong.
Yes. Yeah. And I'll also underscore, everyone I'm sure knows this, but maybe didn't put two and two together, that DNA is found in almost every cell of every biological creature on the planet, right? So that's why if we go through this discussion and we start talking about the wide variety of health effects that have been documented, that's why you can see so many different types of biological negative health effects in so many different biological systems, in so many different forms of life, because everything shares DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And EMF, this form of EMF, even safe, short levels of, supposedly safe, short levels of exposure leads to this type of genetic damage.
This is nuts. This is crazy. I have to go back to the sperm thing because I have had conversations about this with men, you know, phone in the pocket. I was with my brother a lot this summer and I'm like, get it out of your pocket. And I'm like, do you know what that's doing to your sperm count? And of course, a typical guy's response is, I don't care. I'm not having more kids. I don't need it. So for that man listening right now, or the woman, I don't need it. You know,
When I escalate to prostate cancer.
Exactly. I'm like, what else? If you don't care about your sperm, that has got to be affecting your prostate, your testosterone levels, everything else too.
This to me, what I really like to underscore as much as possible to people is that I believe that for most people, carrying their phones in their pockets is the single largest and most avoidable EMF exposure in their lives. And that is because, as we discussed, these phones have so much power. When it's in your pocket, there is no distance between the source and your body. And people tend to do this for hours every day of their lives. And so if you change your behavior in terms of how you carry your phone, that is, for almost everybody, the lowest hanging fruit in terms of getting healthier, reducing health risk.
Hey, Bomb Life fam, I have a question for you. Are you the kind of person who crushes it at work, shows up for your family, checks off every to-do list, but when it comes to your fitness, your energy, and your confidence, it feels like something's missing? You might be doing the workouts, listening to all the right podcasts. I mean, you are listening to this one. But deep down, you know you're just kind of going through the motions and you're done playing small in this area of life. That's exactly why I created Fit Mind Coaching, my private one-on-one program for high-achieving women and men who are ready to level up. This isn't just another fitness plan. This is about building the body and the mindset to match the life you're working so damn hard for. Because success in business means nothing if you're hiding in hoodies, avoiding mirrors, or dragging through your day with zero energy, or showing up on Zoom meetings feeling good from the chest up, but praying no one ever sees what's going on below the screen. We're talking about fat loss, muscle building, and real confidence that bleeds into every area of your life, your boardroom, your bedroom, and your parenting. You want it all? Good. You should have it all. Let's go. Click the link in the show notes and book your free call with me today. Let's build the strongest, most confident version of you inside and out. You're ready for more, and I'm ready to show you how. Back to the show. And you'll be happy to know, I just went for a walk before our episode today, and I have your sleeves.
Okay.
And I have a little dog belt, and it goes through the loop, and I wear that. And then I put my cell phone in my sleeve on my hip.
Excellent. Yeah.
Everyone needs the sleeve. We'll talk more about that too. I'll tell you guys what the sleeve is, but easy, simple, because I want to have it on me, but I don't want it in my pocket, you know, like easy way to protect. We'll talk about that too. Again, this is overwhelming. It's scary. I mean, we can't deny that it's scary.
Yeah. Well, can I jump in here and
Absolutely.
Say my goal is not to overwhelm. It is not to scare
right.
people. And so it is at this point in the conversation that I would bring up facts like,
yes,
every time you leave your home to go on a walk, like you just did this morning, you are at risk of being run over and killed. But it is right. a risk. It is a risk that you just accept. It mm-hmm. doesn't stop you from leaving your home because it is a fact of modern life.
Right.
And so you just accept it. And, you know, you take certain precautions, right? I'm sure you look both ways before you cross the street. If you're a night walker, maybe you wear a reflective vest. So there's certain reasonable precautions that we take. But even when you look both ways to cross the street, you know, when I do that, I don't consciously think, oh, I'm doing this because I don't want to die. I'm thinking, well, this is what I do when I cross the street, you know?
Right.
And so everything in life carries some degree of risk.
Absolutely.
And there is no getting to a life with zero EMF exposure. So that shouldn't be a goal, and it shouldn't be a benchmark against which you judge your own personal exposure. Instead, my goal is to inform people about these risks and to provide practical solutions for how to address and mitigate those risks. But I fully understand, right? I've been doing Shield Your Body now for 12 years. I fully understand that this message can be both intimidating and terrifying mm-hmm. when you first encounter it. And so that's why I like to underscore that
yeah.
is that not only is that not my intent, that is not a useful frame of mind in which to try to digest these issues.
Right, right. Yeah, it's important to acknowledge it. Sure,
yeah.
it's there. Be aware of it, of the fear, like, oh my God, overwhelming feelings. But like, you don't have to live your life that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Hence why we have this new consumer's guide by you.
Yeah, well, that addressing that is one of the motivations of writing this book. Because I can put all of this information on my website, but people aren't, I mean, and I did, but people aren't going to jump around between 300 different blog posts
yeah.
and then piece it all together and then figure out what their action plan is. So Empowered is really a structured consumer guide for how to approach self-defense when it comes to EMF exposure.
Right.
Because there's a lot that you can do. Again, the goal isn't hitting zero, but there is a lot that you can do to really bring down your exposures. And that's all that you can do. I mean,
yeah.
that's the goal. Hitting
yeah.
zero is not the goal.
Right. Okay. Can we dive into a couple? Like,
sure.
How can we bring down and lessen this exposure? How can we, you know, implement them today? Like start
yep.
today, start enforcing things like in your home. Like my kids are not allowed to have cell phones in their room at night. Like they're not allowed to have them in their bed. They're not allowed to have them in their room. And they get mad at me. They get really, really mad at me. I'm like, whatever. My daughter has an old school alarm clock that works off batteries. And that's what she gets up to every morning. I'm like, you're fine. And they'll say, I need my phone for my alarm. I'm like, you don't. But I think like simple things like that, just setting, you know, structure around it. You can have it in there during the day or whatever, but you're not going to just go in your room and play on it. But probably simple things like that, starting them young, you know.
Yeah.
You
know,
no, that's what I do
great.
In my house.
That's great. The phone is a source of so many toxic forces.
So many.
And yeah, I mean, and phones are great. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I am they have done a lot.
Yeah, I can look where my kid is right now.
Yeah. So I'm not saying there's, you know, it's purely toxic, but you also need to respect how toxic it is in order
yes.
to help form a better relationship with it, one that is more beneficial to you and your lifestyle.
Right.
But so to answer your question, what do you do about phones?
Yes.
And so I wanna use this as an example to show your listeners how this book can help them, right?
Okay.
Because this book goes through, first it explains EMF and what it is and what the sources are and what safe levels are and so on and so forth. But then we get into the protection, and the protection is the coverage of the protection, I would say, is pretty comprehensive. So for there's a section purely on behavioral changes. So stuff
okay.
you can do without buying anything. And I emphasize and underscore that this is the first step. Even if you're interested in buying something, you shouldn't be buying something unless you've taken at least some of these first steps in terms of your behavioral change.
I agree.
And then we get into what products are available and which ones might suit your particular goal.
Okay.
So using the cell phone example, the biggest there, as we just said, the biggest thing that people can do is to stop carrying their phones in their pockets or their bras.
Okay.
Or to put them into airplane mode if you do. Because when it's in airplane mode, it's essentially killing all of the EMF emissions. So that's what I do, right? If I'm out and about and I need to put my phone in my pocket, which is not often the case because I tend to carry a bag with me.
Mm-hmm.
But if I need to put my phone in my pocket, I will make sure it is in airplane mode before I do.
Okay.
But then, right, there's a set of people who need their phone on, right? They need to be able to send and receive calls or messages mm-hmm. or notifications, whatever, if they're working, if they're on call, whatever it might be. And they have nowhere else to carry their phone. And so that's when we get into products. And so like the SYB phone pouch you mentioned, which is one of my products, which is a sleeve for your phone where you the back of the pouch is shielded and the front is not.
Yep.
And so when you're carrying it, it deflects your phone's radiation away from your body. To underscore, right, just not carrying your phone on you or putting it into airplane mode is the safer option. But if that is not an option for you, that's when you can start considering EMF protection.
Okay.
Another example from the book related to cell phones is not to sleep with your phone. Like you were just explaining, you put in a policy with your children.
Mm-hmm.
And then, or if you do, put it into airplane mode, right? So if you use your phone for an alarm clock, which a lot of people do, that can be in airplane mode.
I didn't even think of that. That's so smart.
Yeah. But then there's still other reasons to keep the phone out of the bedroom, right? We talked about blue light. We talked about the neurological triggers related to dopamine, mm-hmm. Increased rates of anxiety.
Yep.
There is published science showing that keeping a phone near you at night, even if it's fully powered off, will interfere with your sleep. And they believe it's due to these neurological triggers.
Wow.
So ideally, you're keeping your phone out of the bedroom entirely. And so that's for if you need an alarm clock, that's when a simple battery-powered analog alarm clock makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But there's some people who need their phone on. And this actually applied to me at one stage of my life where I was the emergency contact for a relative who was in the emergency under ICU treatment for an extended period. I needed to be available.
Yeah.
Right. And so in this case, you can keep the phone just as far away from you as possible in the bedroom instead of on your nightstand or, God forbid, under your pillow. But then in terms of EMF protection, if this is something you want the phone on, you want it next to you, but you still want to reduce your EMF exposure, that's where a product called the Palm Shield comes in, which is like a fully shielded pouch.
Okay.
So when your phone is in this pouch, it is fully shielded, meaning no signals can get in or out. But your phone can still work because the pouch is connected to an antenna with a 20-foot cord that you can then run over to your window. And so all
no way.
The EMF is channeled to this antenna. And so your phone is right next to you. It's on, but all of the signals from it are shielded and then displaced over to this antenna that you've been able to put, say, at a much, much safer distance.
Hmm.
And so, so the behavioral stuff is the most important.
Yeah.
But when it comes to actually getting, there are protection options that make sense for an increasing number of people and an increasing number of use cases. But the landscape of EMF protection has grown so much, even since you and I last talked, that I realized I needed to explain to people from a use case based perspective, right? Because my store now has almost 300 different products in it. Some of them are mine, meaning Shield Your Body products, but many of them are from other companies that we vetted and evaluated that offer products that we don't make. And I realized, once we did this, that someone who's just heard about EMF, one of your listeners who's just heard about EMF wants to, like, is now very motivated to do something, goes to my store at shieldyourbody.com and sees 300 products for sale and has no idea where to begin. And so this provides a framework for helping to gauge where your own personal exposures and sources of concern are, and then walks you through solutions that you can consider for each one of these. And it is really incredibly comprehensive from a solution perspective.
Nice. Now, what about the other things that we hear, like these anti-radiation products? Wear this bracelet, put it on your kid, put this sticker on the back of your cell phone, put it on your internet modem thing in your home. Are those legit? Do we have to watch out for them? Are they scams?
So thank you for asking that question. I do have a chapter specifically on how to evaluate claims from EMF protection companies. And I tend not to speak about specific brands unless they're ones I've tested and sell in my store. But I will say that the vast majority, like if you just went onto Amazon and looked for EMF protection, the vast majority of what you're going to find is bogus. So as a starting point, I recommend that people look at product claims that are founded in real science that have demonstrable product claims. So almost all of my products, there are a couple of exceptions, but almost all of my products make use of something called EMF shielding. And EMF shielding is technology that's almost 200 years old, ever since Michael Faraday invented the Faraday cage. Mm-hmm. And what he showed is that if you weave certain conductive metals into certain patterns, you can block and deflect EMF radiation in the other direction. And so that's, for instance, we use in your phone sleeve, the SYB phone pouch. The back of it is lined with radiation shielding material and the front is not. That's why it can still get a signal while deflecting radiation. And so what that means is not only are my products and those that I carry based in actual science, it also means that you can test my product claims for yourself with a reasonable quality consumer grade meter, which is also something that I explain how to do in the book. I explain how to test and verify EMF protection. So my product claims are not only based in science, they are demonstrable and measurable. I recommend against products that either don't make scientific claims that are demonstrable and measurable, or do, but they make no actual sense, right? Because with a lot of these, you dive in, you're like, well, you're saying you biologically harmonize the field. What does that mean, right? Mm-hmm. And if they can't explain, if I spend 5 minutes going through the site, and I still have no idea how their technology is supposed to actually work, I stay away from it. Okay. I do want to underscore that just not every product that isn't shielding is bogus. There are products out there that I know of that certain people I trust say have worked for them, and I still don't understand even what they're claiming to do. But people are saying they work for them. And so I don't say that everything that can't be explained by science is bogus, because just because something can't be explained by science today doesn't mean it can't be explained by science in 10 years.
Right.
Right. So not everything that can't be explained by science is bogus. That said, there is so much bogus stuff out there that I feel like I can't responsibly recommend or endorse anything not based in science, because there's no objective metric against which to measure the validity of the product claims.
Okay.
And so that's why, like I say, almost every product in my store, whether I make it or somebody else makes it, is a shielding product. And the only exceptions are things like dirty electricity filters and so on, which we don't need to talk about now. But everything is either a shielding product or a filtration product that has demonstrable, measurable claims that you can verify for yourself in your own home.
So there's no medallion you can wear on your site?
No, yeah. So in my site, no, you will not find pendants. You will not find charms. You will not find little stickers that you just put on the back of your phone to magically make it better.
Yeah. Damn it.
I know. It would be great. If I could make one of those, I would be a very, very wealthy person.
No,
that's exactly the type of solution that the American consumer, including myself, is looking for. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know when I become aware of a new problem, I'm looking for the simplest thing that lets me stop thinking about it. and a little sticker that you just put on your phone to make everything better. That's a great idea. And that's why those products sell, even though they, many of them don't do anything.
Right. Well, then people think like, oh, I can still sleep with this next to my head because I have this on.
Exactly. Not only do they not do anything, they can encourage bad behavior.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a very good point.
And I can completely relate to the importance of the habit and the mindset and like things like that. That shift has to happen and then decide like what product to get, because it's very closely related to like health and fitness and what I do. And I'm like, mm-hmm. if your habits aren't in place and I just give you like a meal plan, everyone wants the easy. They're like, just tell me what to eat to lose weight or just tell me the workouts. And I'm like, if you don't have habits in place that are going to support you going to the gym or knowing how to grocery shop or what you like or don't like, nothing's going to stick. Nothing's going to last. And you're not going to create any real change. You're not going to make any real impact. So I just had to say that because I'm like, it's 100%. So closely related. It's not even funny.
Yeah. No, exactly. And the same thing also, the same example there applies to the sources. Your personal behavior is going to dictate which are the biggest sources of exposure in your life that you should be trying to address, right? So if you don't use your laptop in your lap, like I never do, I'm on a laptop, mm-hmm. but it is far away from me. I have wired external keyboard and mouse and so forth. But if you don't use your laptop on your lap, then you don't need to worry about laptop protection. If you have a super low EMF bedroom, then you don't need to worry about protection in the bedroom. If you carry your phone in your pocket, you should be focused on how to address that issue. If you have two Wi-Fi networks running in your house, which a lot of people do because of dual band routers, so they automatically set up two separate networks for you, you know, that running 24/7, that's going to be something that you're going to want to address. But if you don't, if you already turn it off at night, or if you've already hardwired your home,
right,
then that's not something you need to worry about.
Right.
And so there's no one size fits all solution here. Yeah. And that's why it's important for people to understand the sources of exposure, how EMF works, before thinking about how they should try to mitigate those exposures in their own lives.
Mm-hmm. This time of year, I'm going to throw this question at you. You're not ready for it, but you got this. This time of year, we have a lot of kids going back to college. People listening to this are sending their kids off. Those college kids sit in the study hall rooms that they have set up on the beanbags and couches, with laptops on their lap, or they do a lot on their bed and they just work on the bed. Very few kids even do their work at a table and chair. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. What product do you have would be the best thing that we could get our college kids with those laptops?
There's a laptop pad.
Okay.
And I explain, so that's just a pad that you put under your laptop, which deflects radiation away from your lap.
Okay.
But there are certain considerations around still how you use the laptop pad. So I go through this in the book.
Okay.
So the safer solution, but it is much more expensive, is EMF shielding apparel. So instead of putting a shielding product under your laptop, you're actually shielding your body. And we carry apparel by multiple brands in my store, including Haven, which some people may know. They used to be called Lambs. They're now called Haven, and they make fantastic, high quality underwear, t-shirts.
Underwear
shorts.
Would be perfect.
Yeah.
Is this what you want to, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So, and that gives you really broad coverage, right?
Yeah.
Because it's enveloping whole chunks of your body. So, and that also, by the way, is the best defense against, I mean, because you were talking about their laptops, but I'm sure in that study hall, if he looked for Wi-Fi, he would see 20, 30 Wi-Fi networks.
Yeah.
And so they're the only thing you can do in defense of that is apparel, because you can't go around and shield 20, 30 different Wi-Fi routers that you have no control over.
Nope. Okay. This has been amazing. I can't wait for everyone to get this book. Like, this is a book that needs to be in every home. Educate yourself, learn. Yeah. It's beautiful too. I love the blue with the humans on it. That's like perfect. You guys have to see it and check it out. September 15th, it's being launched. And you're saying the first seven days, lowest cost. I think this is great. Like, this is what we need to know. Last point, statement that you could make for the person listening to this going, man, this all sounds kind of crazy. Like, I don't know, this sounds a little far-fetched. What's the last message you'd want to leave with that person listening to this going, you know, I don't know, they're still the skeptical. Anything come to mind?
Skeptical that EMF is a force, or skeptical
that we even have
overwhelmed,
that we even have to worry about this?
Oh, well, so thank you for that. That's a good question. I begin the book with the line, there is no doubt that EMF is harmful. Mm. So I intentionally started that way because I want people to understand that.
Yeah.
There really is no doubt. The entire reason that cell phone radiation regulations exist is because everyone recognizes that EMF is harmful.
Mm-hmm.
Even the federal government, which is lagging on what these regulations should be, everyone recognizes that this form of radiation is harmful, and that's why it is regulated. So that right away tells you that it's a harmful force, and that is why the World Health Organization lists it as a class 2B carcinogen, and that is why you need to be focused on reducing your exposure.
Thank you. Absolutely perfect. Everyone, check him out. Follow on Instagram. We'll put everything in the show notes, the links to the website, the store, everything, codes, like everything you need to know. If you're driving and listening to this, don't worry. It will all be in the show notes for you. R, thank you again for coming on. This was absolutely incredible. Let's do it again.
Yeah.
I think the more we get the message out on this and reminding people, I think the better. So thank you for being a part of the solution. And
thank you so much for having me on and helping to support the more people hearing this message and the launch of this book, which I really do believe is a very, very important. It's the only book like it. There are many books on EMF, including the one I wrote with my father, Overpowered.
Sure.
They tend to focus really on the science to help convince people that this is really an issue.
Mm-hmm.
This is a solutions-oriented book.
I love
this. This is the only book out there that walks you through a real self-defense regimen for EMF exposure.
It's incredible and so needed. So needed. Thank you again. You're so blessed. We're so blessed to have you here, and you're changing lives. You're making a difference, and we need more people like you and this message out there. Everyone get the book. Thanks for coming on, R.
Thanks.
Everyone stay safe, stay healthy. Until next time.
The Bomb Life podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only. The content shared here is not intended as medical, legal, or professional advice. Always consult with a qualified professional before making any health, fitness, financial, or legal decisions. The opinions shared on this podcast are personal experiences and insights. So if you need expert guidance, go find the right professional for you. Thanks for listening.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition Chocolate Mint. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code SHAKE for 15% off.